sick and tired. You're all alone, no big deal. I'm just walking open to symphony.
Hello, everybody. How are you doing? Good, I hope. So, with today's Fortnite update, we've gotten so many updates on different collabs, and trust me here, while I love pretty much almost everything from this update, there's a very specific one that I want to talk about, and that is Fortnite x Sonic the Hedgehog, because I am admittedly pretty confused on what's going on here. Y'all probably already know this from previous videos, but man, I love this franchise. And y'all already know I'm an expert when it comes to all things Fortnite, so I wanted to quickly take a couple minutes just to talk about this, and more importantly, to explain what I think is really going on here with this collab, because, man, my entire Twitter timeline is people just despairing about this collab. And I'm not saying I'm trying to get your hopes up here, but I also see a lot of people taking the lack of skins in this update at a very surface level kind of way. So I figured I may as well just try and see if I can help reinvigorate some of that hype. So, first of all, for those who don't already know, Fortnite x Sonic the Hedgehog was leaked, I think, last update? Or maybe it was two updates ago, I can't remember. But it was thanks to textures for Fortnite kicks that were found in the files that contained both Shadow and Sonic variants. And as of, I think it was earlier this week, we did in fact get Sonic cosmetics in Rocket League. And now, earlier this morning, we have cross-compatibility for those same items now in Fortnite. And we've even gotten indicators that we're getting Escape from the City as a jam track. But turns out, according to this update, that's it. Like, according to what leakers found, the only things in the files are those Rocket League cosmetics, and then those kicks that we mentioned earlier. And unfortunately, with the way that jam tracks work, they can just be added to the Fortnite API at pretty much any time, so there's no way to confirm whether that's even, you know, gonna be a thing. So, is that it? Is Sonic x Fortnite just being wasted on a couple car parts for another game, and then shoes? Well, while I wouldn't put it past Sega to do something like this, I'm not gonna lie, I really, really don't think that's the case here. First of all, I see a lot of people talking about how Sonic's proportions wouldn't even fit the skeleton used in Fortnite. So why should we expect anything other than, like, shoes and some car parts? And while I personally disagree with that idea, I don't think that even really matters to the discussion here, because even if we don't get skins, which is entirely possible, I don't see how Sonic's size prevents us from getting, oh, I don't know, literally anything else. For example, look at the Binding of Isaac collab that just came out. We didn't get a skin for that. But we still got a harvesting tool, a super cool backbling, and a sick emote. You're telling me that, at the absolute least, we wouldn't get a Sonic-themed emote, or classic Sonic as a backbling. Do you see my point here? The fact we're only getting shoes is like the proper Fortnite collab item. And by the way, they're not even like Sonic's shoes or something. They're just regular, real-world shoes that have some Sonic decals on them. Like, it's not just me, right? That's weird. Like, suspiciously weird. What I'm trying to say here, though, is I'm fairly certain we're getting more Sonic stuff. Like, I'm willing to kind of bet on it to some degree. Like, if the Sonic kicks don't drop in the item shop over, like, sometime then over the next couple weeks, then that confirms to me that they're still working on the actual collab. And if I'm wrong, I'll do something like, I don't know, I'll stream the most brain rot maps I can find on Fortnite. Something like that. Basically something that will cause me personally mental damage. Point is though, I'm confident in it, because I think the reason we got anything Sonic related this update is just to make the Rocket League cosmetics cross-game compatible or whatever you want to call it. My point is though, I am very confident we're getting an actual collab, probably in a couple updates. But I also could be very wrong, and I just want to cover my bases here, because this is also Sega we're dealing with here. I wouldn't be shocked if they're like, oh yeah, let's collab with Fortnite, but let's only give them shoes. You know, like that just, I don't know, that feels like a very Sega thing to do. Like, as much as I'm on a copium train here, I really wouldn't be surprised if that this ends up being the case. Anyway, I just wanted to make this quick short video since the discussion is very fresh and it happens to feature two of my favorite things to talk about on the channel. So I was like, you know, may as well make a quick little video. Oh, to also staple this on real quick, Basement Dweller, who I'm sure you all know is a friend of the channel, pointed out that there is probably a very high likelihood that Sonic is being saved to be a future companion, which, for those who don't know, has been a leaked Fortnite cosmetic type, basically a pet that follows you around. And that makes the most sense, I think. With companions being constantly internally delayed, I'm willing to bet that maybe we were supposed to get, you know, companions by now, and then Sonic would have dropped at this update to go along with the Rocket League stuff, and maybe they had to push it back because, you know, spoiler alert, companions aren't a thing. So maybe we're just having to wait for that. Maybe he'll be like a launch item, that kind of thing. Anyway, as always, if you're looking to support the channel, you can now become a true supporter through the membership. Members get exclusive content such as loyalty badges, super cool emotes, early access to new videos, along with a shoutout at the end of every video, and other various perks. And if you play Fortnite and would like to support me through that, make sure to use Cody Rockmine in the Fortnite item shop. I'd greatly appreciate it. Thanks for watching, and don't forget. Now I'm gonna go back to playing Fortnite now that I'm done this video, because man, that Megazord is so sick. I wanna play with it!